We're going to be completing Simon Tovfesh Mem Dalet, which is page 220, and I hope to start Chasdulov today. I hope so. I realized today that I forgot to mention one very important Mishneh Berurah, which is I've forgotten it. It's yesterday. Just to add that, it's such a general Mishneh Berurah. In Sifkoten Hey, yesterday's page. Yesterday's Omud. If you look at the end of Sifkoten Hey, which he speaks about the various brachas of Leishei Basoka and Shechionu, etc. So at the end he says, he brings in Sifkoten Hey, the last three lines or so, he says, V'roi loima, and it is appropriate to say bracha, the bracha, the sukkah of Leishei Basoka, bekoil, to say loud, b'meshicha, a bit more schlepped out, a bit longer, b'nigun, with tune, Kesha, bracha is the kiddush, like any other brachas of kiddush. One should say that's that. It teaches us first of all how to make kiddush. You should say kiddush slowly. You should say with a tune, and you should don't rush it. Say it slowly, and the bracha of Leishei Basoka should be done in the same way. V'u'adin, and similarly, b'chol shah bracha is with any other brachas. Yageloima, you should generally say all the brachas b'koil ram. You should make brachas loud. And the reason for that is not for Kabbalistic reason, but simply, if a person says a bracha loud, he's more likely to say it with kavana. So you've got over here a quotation from Mishneh Berurah quoting a Shloha Kodosh. Now, this is really interesting because if you need to know where would you have guessed that Mishneh Berurah would be placed? Probably somewhere in Hilchas Brachas. Well, you probably put it in Chelik Aleph, Chelik Beis, somewhere Chelik Aleph. But Mishneh Berurah over here says a rule about how to say brachas. One should say, generally try to say the brachas loud, simply because that is Ma'or Kavona, and he said that Kiddush should be said with the tune. Kiddush should be said with tune, and the Bracha of Leishei Basoka in the same way. I just thought it's an interesting Mishneh Berurah to know. Okay, going back to Simon Tovfesh Lamed Dalet, which discusses the halacha of Halel and the timing of the Nanuim. Let us start again and move on from there. Sif Aleph. Shachariz Acha Chazoras Atfila. Shachariz after the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei Noitel Al Lulav, we grab the Lulav, we take the Lulav, and we vachin Al Netilas Lulav, we make the bracha of Al Netilas Lulav, v'shechiyonu, and we say the bracha of Shechiyonu, v'goyim rin Halel, and we say the entire Halel. V'chein kol Shemoneh Esrei Me'achak, all the 8 days of Yom Tov, we do so, and we vachin Ligmar Esrei Halel, and we make the bracha of Ligmar Esrei Halel, which is indeed the custom of the Sfadim. Ben Tzibur Ben Yochai, was to edit yourself, or with the Tzibur, you're going to say the bracha. Now, we spoke yesterday with regards to the timing of the bracha. Do you make the bracha of Anatilas Lulav at that time before Halel, or use it before Shachris in the Sukkah? Before Shachris in the Sukkah. Before Shachris in the Sukkah, is that generally the minik? So the truth is, it's mamash machloikas Rishoinim, and it's certainly Machlokes Achroinim, what the ideal timing is. And again, just to get that clear, the approach of the Shulchan Aruch to make the bracha, to take the lulav and fulfill the mitzvah after Shachris is because, mainly based on the concept of Todeh V'Sheino Todeh Todeh Koidim. That is the main reason why. Todeh V'Sheino Todeh Todeh Koidim, and we combine it with a mitzvah of, we do it together before Halel, because the main element of the mitzvah is not just is Nanuim, and the ideal time of Nanuim is during Halel. It's not just a coincidence, but Halel and Dalet Minim, the mitzvah, are very, very much connected. And therefore we do the bracha of Al Netilas Lulav, fulfill the mitzvah just before the fulfillment of so Halel and the mitzvah is connected. But it's mainly based on the concept of Todeh V'Sheino Todeh Todeh Koidim. The others who hold that you should make the bracha and fulfill the mitzvah early in the morning, they do it primarily because of the concept of Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvahs, as it mentioned already in Sifkot Aleph already in the Mishneh Berurah, that there's a concept of Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvahs, and you always try to fill the mitzvah as early as possible. The truth is that, as you pointed out, and we're going to see in Magen Avraham later as well, that there is other reasons that Ari HaKadosh said that one should fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Minim in the Sukkah. And that's why we're all taking... we're taking Dalet Minim in the Sukkah before. That's something which we can physically, it's only feasible to do that if you're doing it at home. You can't really do it if you're fulfilling the mitzvah of dalet minim in the sukkah in shul. If you do it before halal, it doesn't really work. So therefore, if you want to do the Ariya Kodesh, you also have to do it at home before going to shul. There's a question which I have, my father-in-law once asked me, and it's a very good point. What happens if it's raining? I think it happened this year, one of the days. People who fulfill the mitzvah, who fulfills the mitzvah before going to shul? Do anybody? You do it, you check a little before going to shul. So you did it in the sukkah? In the sukkah. So what's the halacha if it's raining? Is there any point doing it in the sukkah or not? Shake lulav? Where do they do it? They do it in the sukkah. Right? So the same question, we cannot... Without the bracha. Yes, fadim without bracha, correct, yeah. Your wives take lulav as well? Yeah? Yeah, it's a mitzvah, don't have to. They don't have to, but it...
Why should it affect you?
The question is, that is a sukkah... If the sukkah is not... If it's raining in the sukkah, then surely you're not fulfilling any mitzvah in the sukkah. It may not have an... Exactly, so you're saying that it's no
like
point...
It's not like a kiddush that's dripping into your food and...
So that's very interesting, the point you made. That's very, very interesting. That's very, very interesting. That's a very, very interesting point. So again, just to get the question, because the answer is a really fascinating answer. The question is there any point of taking the Dalet Minim into the sukkah if it's raining? Be it you shaking it before davening, be it your wife shaking it when she's at home. Is there any point of shaking the Dalet Minim in the sukkah if it's raining? So, Pashas, we say that the sukkah is not considered a sukkah if it's raining, it's no point. That's the question. But I think the answer is a very interesting answer you are saying. That if it's because of mitztaya type of reasons, then it's true you are mitztaya if you're sitting and having a whole meal in the sukkah. Surely if it's raining, you are mitztaya. It doesn't make any, you are mitztaya. But you are saying that if you're just going in for a second and fulfilling the mitzvah, you're not mitztaya. Who cares about if you're drizzling a bit? It doesn't really matter. That's an interesting point. What do you think I both said about this point? I think it's an interesting point. Your wives, they go to the sukkah? Yeah, is that generally? Yeah, so also, according to that, you should have to do it when it's raining as well. According, yeah. Okay, that's interesting. Right. Okay. Just to point out something, I had a question, which I think I've got the answer. If you look in the Machzorim, they always tell you at what point to, how to do the Nanuim, right? There's various minhagim, we're going to get to that in Mitzvah as well, at the Nanuim. So it's very interesting, I have an old Machzah, and in the old Machzah, an ancient Machzah, although it says always there's clear instructions, and all the Yekish Machzah, it says exactly the instructions, but when it came to the Nanuim in Halel, it didn't give any instructions. I thought it was really strange. How come the Machzah doesn't tell me I have to shake this direction, that direction, at this point shake like this, this point shake like that? And I thought it was really strange. And this year I had the answer. Actually, when I was using the Machzah, suddenly it occurred to me. What do you think is the answer?
You go according to the
Chazan. You always follow the Chazan. Okay, that you should always follow the chazan, even if you've got a different meaning. So I thought of another answer. This is a very recent phenomenon. We all have got dalet minim. Until fairly recently, there was only one set, and that was the set of either the chazan would use it or maybe the rav would use it. But you didn't have everybody was having a. It's a recent thing. It's, people say that even 30, 40 years ago. It's very.
In Adat, someone said he used to live in Woodside Park. Up to 20 years ago.
Only 20 years ago? Yeah, I fully believe it. We're talking about, and we're even talking, yeah. That's a very recent thing. It's a very recent thing. And I must say that it's getting...
He was the guy by then. And he said, they had only one.
They had only one, yeah. And that's, but I think it is true that even, and I think that the reason for that is because the price have dropped significantly and everybody can afford it. And it used to be very hard to import it and to supply and to buy the dalet minim. Now it's much easier and much cheaper and therefore people, it's much more affordable and therefore every, but I think that's definitely the reason why it was only one set or maybe two sets available and the instructions weren't necessary for the, to be printed in the Machzah. Okay. The Mishneh Bosef Kotten Gimel says exactly about Nanuim. He says the point. He says Mishneh Bosef Kotten Gimel says the following: Al Natilas Lulav Veshechiyonu Ve'Achkach Yinaneh. So you make the bracha of Natilas Lulav, and after you shake. Ve'chein Mashma B'Simen Tov Reish Nun Alef Seif Hey. So again, you make the bracha of Natilas Lulav, and you make the bracha of Shechiyonu, and after you shake Lulav. I think there are people who have a different minhag. Have you ever seen somebody who makes the bracha and makes a bracha and does a shechion a little bit later? Have you ever seen anything like that? Or you make two brachas and then the shaking? Is that everybody's minik? Yeah? Okay, so that's what definitely what Mishneh Berurah says. You should make the bracha of lulav and shechion, and after this you should shake and you should shake. We spoke about that yesterday, but let's just see that inside. Behine behold shechionu, this bracha of shechionu, who al kiyum ha-mitzvah, is on the fulfillment of this particular mitzvah. Ve'al kein, therefore, after esmul belailo, although yesterday in the night, beirach, he made the bracha of shechionu, sham there, hoyo al birk al mitzvah sukkah, there he was on the mitzvah of sukkah, ve'al yom tev, and on the festival. Ve'zeh, and this shechionu that we're making now, al mitzvah lulav, is on the mitzvah of lulav specifically. Therefore, therefore you're going to make a new shechionu. What happens if you go to make that shechionu? What happens then? Can you still make it later? If you forgot to say shechionu? Why not? Says the Mishneh Berurah, "V'im not al lulav b'yom rishon, v'loy be'ach shechionu." If you took the lulav first day, and you completely forgot to make shechionu, yochel levarich kol shiva, you can make any other remaining 7 days, as you're saying, you can still make shechionu, emashiska, whenever you remember. But obviously, only when you shake the dalaminim, once you've put it down and you've gone home, you can't make shechion on it. And if you made the bracha of shechion on the first day, shuv ein mevorach beim sheni shechion on the second day, obviously we don't make the bracha of shechion again on the tilas lulav. Okay. Pardon? We don't make on the second day on lulav. No, we don't. On Yom Tov we do, but not on Lulav. Ve'ein mafsikin boy. Now back to Shulchan Aruch. We're going back to Hilchas Halel. Ve'ein mafsikin boy. You may not interrupt Halel. Ela only kederech she'amru bekriyas Shema. The same way that we said with regards to halachas of kriyas Shema. The same rules apply. Be'emtza, in the middle of a paragraph, shoyel. You're allowed to greet mipnei hayira when you have a person that you must fear. If you come across a person that you must fear, you may greet him. Umeishiv, and you may reply mipnei hakovid. If somebody asks you, gives you a greets you, you're allowed to reply not only for somebody who you fear, but even on lower level, somebody you must respect. You may reply to that person as well. Bein aprokim. I made a mistake. I think I translated it wrong. Be'emtza said between paragraphs, but that's not right. Be'emtza means in the middle of a paragraph. Now we're going bein aprokim. If it's in the between paragraphs, shoyl mipnei hakovod, you may greet for kovod, umeishiv, and you may reply shalom lechol adam. You may reply to any person. You may say shalom. You may greet any person. Yeah. These are the identical halachas in Hilchas Kriyas Shema, which I think is an important point for us to remember, that the halachas of interrupting, we know the halachas of interrupting, you're allowed to interrupt in Shema, generally, besides if it's covered or yiro, as discussed now. But generally, a person, we know naturally, we don't interrupt in the middle of Shema. So the same halachas apply also by Halel. We may not interrupt. V'imposek be'emtza, if a person interrupted in the middle of Halel, v'shani waited, afilu k'dei ligmeris kuloi, and he stopped enough time that he could say the entire halal. Ein tzarich lachzor. You do not need to go back. Elo lemakom sheposak. You don't have to go back to the beginning of halal, but you just continue from where you actually stopped, and you don't have to go. You don't have to go back to the beginning. In other words, you didn't lose the whole halal. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Kotten Dalet, on top of the paragraph, says that we say Halal all the 8 days. Which Halal do we say on Sukkot? We just learned. The full Halal. What about Chol HaMoed of Pesach? Half, right? The shorter version. Why is that? Half Simcha, very interesting what you're saying. I want to get to that in a minute. Why do we say? Very good. Very interesting. So what you are saying is really interesting. But let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Dalet. We're going to get back to your point shortly. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Dalet the following: V'chein kol shemen asim lechag v'lo yave kechol amoed Pesach. It is unlike chol amoed of Pesach. The medalgin on chol amoed Pesach. We say the shorter version. Why? The mishum de besukkos on sukkos kol yom every day choshuv ke yom tov b'fnei atzmo is considered a yom tov on its own. Why? Kaven since shecholu karbonos of miyom shelefonav. There's different karbonos on sukkos. There's every day's got a separate, different, bespoke karbon, as opposed to Pesach, which is all the same. We know that for Musaf, right? The psukim that we say on Musaf on Pesach we always say the same, and on sukkos it's individualized every day. So therefore, that shows that sukkos is more of a yom tov every day. It's good to say it's a long yom tov on its own. Every day is a yom, as opposed to Pesach, which is just all chol hamoed the same. Now, right, that's the reason that we're here. That's what we say here. Four halal and half halal. But surely what you're saying is based on something. You are saying that, once again, what's the reason that you're saying? That on, very good, that during its Shvishal Pesach, the mitzvim, they drowned, and it's inappropriate for us to make a whole big, and to be exceedingly happy on a day that so many goyim die, or they may be our enemies, but we don't get excited when our enemies suffer. We don't get too excited about it. So therefore, and since on the last day of Pesach, we don't say the whole Hallel, so we knock it off the entire. So your reason, what you are saying, and I must say I'm truly impressed, is the Mishneh Berurah says it in Hilchos Pesach. Mishneh Berurah says that in Hilchos Pesach. So that is, the Loshon is, Kivin Shebiyoyim HaShvi Tovu HaMitzim, on the seventh day, the Mitzim would drown. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Ma'ase Yodai Toivim, my creations, they drown. Beyom in the sea, Atem Oimrim Shiro, and you are saying Shiro, Vekivin Shebiyoyim HaShvi Loi Oimrim Halel, Shalem, and if on the seventh day we don't say complete Halel, Lachain, therefore, Loi Oimrim Gamken Kochol HaMoed, we don't say the entire Kochol HaMoed. Now, this is a question, Lichoyre, because which reason is the real reason? And I must admit, I haven't got an answer. Why is it that we don't say the full Halel on Pesach? The reason over here, that the Mishneh Berurah says over here, is a different reason than what we learned when we learned Hilchos Pesach. The Mishneh Berurah says two separate reasons. I understand on Sukkot you say the whole Halel, but why is it that on Chol HaMoed Pesach you only say the shorter version? Is it because Ma'ase Yada, as you're suggesting, Ma'ase Yada Tovim Bayom, down the old drowning, and therefore we don't say Shira, which is the reason that Mishneh Berurah says in Hilchos Pesach? Or is it because, as the Mishneh Berurah said over here, because it's Choluk B'Korban Eseyem, it's got one korban, old ran, so it's not as choshuv. I don't know what the reason is. If you got any suggestions? Karbonas is in the karbonas based. Oh, that's what a nice thought. What an interesting thought. What an interesting thought that the karbonas were. It was. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's somehow connected. That it's interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting thought. Interesting thought. Yeah. Mishneh Berurah Sifkot and Zayin says the following. Ve'ein lav seeking boy. Because of a chayodom kuf mem zayin, the chayodom says in kuf mem zayin, shem yevi oloi lulav be'em tzal. What happens if somebody has brought a lulav in the middle of Halel? Mutal loy lehav seek ben aprokim. He's allowed to interrupt in the middle of in between paragraphs. Tainu ben mizmo ben mizmo lemuzo levorech. Imagine that. I mean, it happens sometimes that the person realizes that his lulav, imagine somebody who forgot a lulav at home, or he didn't have a lulav in previous generations. Surely people didn't have always lulav him. Or say even a child, say you have a child, and any of those scenarios, he hasn't got a beginning of Halal, he hasn't got a lulav. And then he's being given a lulav in the middle of Halal. Be it because it's your child, or be it because you forgot the lulav at home and somebody gives it to you now in the middle of Halal, or be it because you realize that your halal was possible and you're not getting another lulav in the middle of halal. Should you make a bracha in the middle of halal? Yes or no? Middle of halal, can you make a bracha? So you mustn't interrupt at all. Aha. The question is, can you make a bracha of Netilas Lulav in the middle of Halal? Imagine you give your child a lulav. You can? So Mishneh Berurah says, in the name of the Chai Adam, what would you have thought? You can. That's exactly what he said. If it's in between paragraphs, you can. In the name of the Chai Adam, you can. You can. You can. But or dafke in between paragraphs. Yeah. If there's that's a bit. If there's no minyan, the halachas are different. Not exactly. This. Yeah. What if somebody suddenly realizes that he didn't make a bracha? In the middle of halal, he realizes, oh, I think I forgot to make a bracha. On lulav. Same? Yeah. How can he make a bracha? How can he make a bracha? Yes. He's in the middle of halal. He's done the mitzvah. Yeah, everybody agrees to that? Make it straight away in the middle of halal. Again, somebody who got all excited, and then after the middle of halal, oh, I've forgotten to make a bracha. So you're saying he's fulfilled the mitzvah? Oh, you are saying he's fulfilling every time he's using it? Pardon? Rabbinical. So it's very, very interesting. What you are saying is mamash machlok is rishonim. Some rishonim, because what you are saying, it's definitely true that the Gemara says in Dafem Aleph, Medak Bey, Nafik Bey, that from the time you actually lift it up, you're holding it, you're lifting it up, from that point, everybody agrees they have actually fulfilled the mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that you've completed the mitzvah at that point. And that's your point. That's what you are saying. In many Rishonim, Tosfos seems to be holding, and many Rishonim as well, that as long as you're still holding it, you are continuing, you're adding to the mitzvah. It's as if you are extending the mitzvah. You're extending the mitzvah. And whenever you're shaking it, in fact, whenever you're holding it, indeed, you're adding to the mitzvah. You're adding to the mitzvah. And the truth is, that's why the Tosfos says, and that's how we paskin, that if you forgot to make a bracha earlier, you can still make a bracha later. Ideally, you should still shake, but even if you don't shake, just by the fact of holding, you are fulfilling the mitzvah, you can make a bracha on that. You can make a bracha on that. Yeah.
Nevertheless, you can actually make a bracha.
You could still make a bracha. It's true. If somebody forgets, and he picks up the Dalet Minim, and he has realized that he has picked it up already, he's fulfilled the mitzvah already. Imagine that. Forgot to do it upside down. He's forgot to do it upside down, and suddenly realizes, oh, I've taken it already. And can I still make a bracha or not? The answer is yes, you can. Yes, you can. And just to add a little bit to that point, you're going to see that in the later siman. But just to add, you know that the Gemara speaks about Anshei Yerushalayim. The people, the men from Yerushalayim, they loved the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. They loved it. They loved it so much so that they held the whole day, they held on to the Dalet Minim. They held on to it. They loved it. They held on to the mitzvah. And they walked to shul like that. They walked back home. It says when they ate, they quickly put it down and they took it again. When they drank, they put it down, they grabbed, take it again. The whole day they were holding on. So the question is, what's the point of that? So some seem to be learning the approach that it was just because they loved the mitzvah and the genuine love of the mitzvah. Like people, the Mishneh Berurah is teaching us somewhere else that there is tzaddikim who kiss the matzahs, who kiss the sukkah because they love the mitzvah. Okay, it could be that kind of thing. But some Rishonim and many Achronim seem to be learning that it's much more than that. It's actually they're still fulfilling the mitzvah. They're extending to the mitzvah. Whenever you're actually holding it, you're still and again fulfilling the mitzvah. And this minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim, we can't really fulfill the mitzvah of Anshei Yerushalayim anymore. Have you ever seen anybody going to shul with the aluminium? Holding it like this, straight? I actually have in Yerushalayim. I actually have. Imagine that. People going to shul with aluminium. You can do that in Yerushalayim when you live in Mem Gimel area. You can do that. You can't do it. You walk over here. I don't know what. You look funny. It's true. We look funny anyway. We think we're looking all right because of those things. But really, you're looking at the cars. You see them making a video. But So the truth is that we don't really fulfill Anshei Yerushalayim. But the way we still fulfill the minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim is if we don't rush So the poskim say, you don't rush by Kaddish after Hallel, if you don't rush to put it back straight down, if we still hold it during Kaddish, that the poskim say, you're still fulfilling to a certain extent the minig of Anshul Shalayim. You're still holding on to it, you don't rush putting it back, you're still extending the mitzvah to a certain extent. That's why you'll see that some people are makpid to still hold the aluminium during Kaddish, and even like they try to delay it a little bit before they put it down. That's where it's coming from, to fill the minig of Anshul Shalayim. Yeah, just to finish off, Seif Beis, Behalel afilu asoro koirin ke'echot, Behalel afilu asoro koirin ke'echot, that is not going to be, this is as opposed to everything being said, the chazan and then the entire Kehila after him, so it's going to be afilu asoro koirin ke'echot, everybody says the entire Hallel. And I was hoping to start Dinner Lulav, but we're going to leave that for Monday, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay.